All right. Well, let me read Psalm 46, even though we just sang it. And it's kind of cool because a lot of the words are so similar to what we just sang. So here, listen to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let me pray again. Jesus, would you speak to us through your word right now? We know that we trust and know that you are alive and here in this room with us, even living inside of us, drawing us closer to you. Would you transform us this morning? Not by anything that would you transform us this evening? Not by anything that we can do, not by our might, but by your power, by your grace, transform us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I don't know how many of you probably have like a security something. Okay, let me give you an example, all right? So everything could be going wrong in my life. Okay, when I was younger, I might have gotten in trouble. Maybe my mom, I got in trouble a lot. So maybe my mom grounded me or told me to go to my room or something. And I was so upset, okay? I'd go to my room crying, angry. And you know what was in my room that just made me feel okay? Any guesses? Okay. Stuffed animal, picture of God, EJ? Cross, maybe. Yes, Liam? A Bible?
A fish?
It was none of those things, okay? We were getting close with the stuffed animal. It was my blankie, okay? Was that what you were going to say, Miles?
Blankie!
Yes. My blankie was such a safe, it was like the safest place for me. Something about like the smell of, I never washed it, okay? So it probably didn't smell good, but it was a familiar smell. It was a smell that I loved my blankie so much. Seriously, I would go up, it would be covered, it would like catch my tears for me. It would be my cuddle bug. What'd you say?
Do you still have it?
I do still have it, but I'm not allowed to keep it out around the bed because my Cass doesn't let me keep it out or like show it off anymore. So because she's not here, I can talk about it. So don't tell her I talked about it today, all right? I'll get in big trouble. Because I'm going to pass it down to Junior one day. That's why I still have it. Yes. No, Junior has her own blankie. Anyways, okay? But if I have my blankie, I knew that I was going to be okay. Okay? I'm safe. All right? This passage, Psalm 46, it gives us a promise, okay? Even when trouble comes, even when everything is going wrong in our lives, in the world, God is our fortress, and we can rest in him, okay? And we see this so much. If you look at any of the verses, right? In verses 1 through 3, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. He's not just a help in trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. God is so near, right? Whenever trouble's near, okay? We see that. And it says, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Even though the earth is crumbling, God is our refuge. We have no reason to fear, okay? We can rest in him. And then verses 4 through 7, a similar things happen, right? Even though in verse 8, or no, that's verse 6. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter, right? When the world is scary, right? Everyone seems angry and scary, destructive. God is a fortress that cannot be moved, right? There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God in verse 4 and 5. The holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. He shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And then it goes on, the nations rage, right? The kingdoms totter. God who is in the midst of the city that shall not be moved. He simply utters his voice and everything, and the earth melts. Everything is made right, okay? And then in verses 8 and 9, come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. What does God do? He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns chariots with fire. In the midst of war and destruction, we see that God is the source of peace, right? He's destroying weapons. He's making wars cease. So this promise, even when trouble comes, we see this in the passage, even when trouble comes, God is our refuge that we can rest in, our fortress that we can rest in, okay? And you know what? We are all very familiar, right? We all live in a world where we're very familiar with destruction, with every kind of evil, right? The earth is crumbling, right? Just a couple weeks ago or this past month, our country saw multiple hurricanes, right, that were destructive, right? We see the world crumbling and falling apart because of natural disaster. Yes, EJ?
And I was saying is Israel and they kind of got
like
bombed or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, you see the earth crumbling because of natural disaster, but you also see a lot of wars, right? We see Israel in Gaza. We see Ukraine in Russia. We see a civil war, right, in Sudan. All these things, and even more stuff going on. There are still wars. There are still wars going on today when we look around at the world, right? There are things that we know that are going on in the world, but I also know that each of you is also facing your own kind of stuff, right? You face your everyday kind of evil too, not just the stuff in the world, but you live in your own lives where there is even more present stuff that is pressing on you, that is hurtful and painful, right? Maybe you wonder if people will love and accept you if they really knew everything about you, right? And that eats a hole in you, that causes so much pain and hurt in your life, right? Or maybe, you know, you're afraid that you're not going to be loved or accepted by the people that you love, right? Kind of a similar thing. Maybe you face the disappointment of friends who have let you down, who have turned their back on you, who are kind of fake friends, you know? Maybe you're afraid of losing someone close to you, and not just because of losing them to death, but maybe you're afraid of losing someone close to you because it's just not a healthy thing for you anymore, a relationship or a friendship.
Jackie, it's not me. It's you.
Yes. Right? Maybe you face the shame and guilt of something that you've done in your past, okay? That you're really not proud of, right? We all see these things in the world. We see the world's crumbling, but also a lot of the time we feel like our lives are crumbling because of things that are going on, right? But this promise from this passage is for you today, okay? No matter what you're going through, whatever you're going through, even when trouble comes, okay, whether it's worldly violence and evil, destruction, anger, but also the trouble of your lives, right? Pain, fear, shame, the fear of not being accepted or loved. God is a fortress and a protection, a place of rest for each and every one of you, and for me too. But this promise, right, this promise that even when trouble comes, God is our fortress that we can rest in, this is a hard promise to actually believe, right? I feel like it's a hard promise to believe. As I was thinking about it, it's a hard promise to believe. Because when trouble comes, What do you guys often want to do, like when something bad happens in your life?
Hide.
Yep. Yes, EJ?
Cry my eyes out until they're like nothing.
Cry your eyes out until they're nothing. Real. Yes.
Play Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, Zaire too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I think because this promise is hard to believe, okay? Because when trouble comes, our natural instinct is to find a solution to that trouble as quickly as possible, right? When something terrible happens in our lives, we don't just want to be still, but we want to get moving and get going and get ready to find the solution to whatever is going on in our lives that's terrible, right? When I was in middle school, I had a friend named BB, Brandon, nicknamed him BB, really cool guy. I gave him the nickname. He might still go by it today. I haven't talked to him in a long time. What'd you say? Yeah, BB, my friend BB. All right, I met him in fifth grade, so I was not quite middle school, but I was sitting at recess on the bleachers, and because we were inside, it was cold out, and all, like, a bunch of kids are playing in the gym, and it's cold out. I'm sitting on the bleachers with a couple of my friends, my other friends. All of a sudden, this one girl, I think it was Marcella, came up to me and said, "Silas, BB just told Pamela that you like her." And I was like, "BB did what? BB told Pamela that I like her? Because I specifically told BB not to tell Pamela that I like her." So that's really not cool at all. So I tell Marcella, I say, "Marcella, you go tell BB that we're not friends anymore and I'm not talking to him." Yes, Sebastian?
Something similar happened where they
Yep. Yep.
There were like 50 kids there.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to strangle.
Yes. I know. When I faced that problem with BB, I was like, all right, this is the solution right here, BB. We're not friends anymore. Right away. I was so quick to find the solution. To find the solution to my trouble. Okay? But the thing is, I also noticed that, do you guys ever find yourself planning solutions for trouble that's not even here yet? Like, you know, you're like, oh, something could go wrong. Something could go wrong, so I'm going to actually be proactive and try to fix this before it even goes wrong. Like, sometimes in my life, I'll go hang out with a friend maybe that I haven't seen in a while, and I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Like, is it going to be awkward? I'm like, so that could be a problem. So I, like, in my head, I'm like, all right, let's brainstorm some ideas that we can talk about so it's not awkward. And I start, like, fixing the problem before it's even there, okay?
Silas, that's called anxiety.
That's, yes. Yes. Are any of you guys anxious like me?
Yes.
Right? And it's scary. It's scary when we don't have a quick solution to a problem that we're facing, to trouble, okay? And it's even scary, right? When I think about our country that we live in, I'm scared because I don't know where it's going to be in 20 years. I don't know where it's going to be in 10 years. It's a little scary to think about. When I think about my life, I'm scared because I don't know where I'm going to be in 20 years. I don't know where I'm going to be in 10 years. I don't know what's going to happen next year. And it's scary sometimes. Anxiety, sure. Yeah, Sebastian, again?
In 10 and 20 years, the USA is going to be where the USA is today.
Maybe.
Oh, and physically?
Yeah, it's going to be in North America.
Okay. Okay. Sure, Sebastian. Well, okay, cool. But you know what? Also, another very real thing happened in my life recently. Okay, Cass and I just had a baby. And babies... Junia was
anxious right now.
Yeah. I'm still calming down a little bit. Okay, Junia is like feeding one day. Okay, drinking milk. All right. All of a sudden, she starts choking. Okay, and I'm like, Cass and I are sitting there like, what do we do? She's choking. This is not good. And she's choking, and it seems like forever. It seems like she's choking forever. It was probably like 5 seconds, maybe. Okay, but it seemed like forever. And we were so scared. We're like, after that, I was like, I don't know if we're ready for this. I don't know if I'll ever be ready for this. Like, probably someone professional should take care of this baby, right? And I could come, like, visit or something. So we go to our doctor, like, a few days later. We go to her doctor, and we're like, so she, like, chokes. She choked on milk, and, so what do we do? Can you fix this? And she's like, no. Well, what you have to do is, like, babies, they just figure it out. Like, you just have to sit them up. You just sit them up, and they just choke for a little bit, and they figure it out. And I was like, seriously, you're telling me my baby is just going to choke on milk and I just got to sit there and wait for her to figure it out?
Encourage me.
And I say, you're doing a great job. Keep going. But I just have to be still while this very scary, real problem is going on in my life. I just have to be still. It's scary. It was scary. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this because I want, and I think that we want solutions to our problems, to our trouble as quickly as possible whenever there's trouble, right? When you think about, will the people around me accept me, right? I feel like a lot of time we're not like, oh, I wonder that, and then we just let it go. But we're like, will the people around me accept me? Well, I'm going to go change how I act, how I talk, what I do, to change it to ways that maybe they will accept, right? Even if it doesn't feel right or true to who I am or who God has made me to be, right? Or maybe my friends hurt me, right? Your friend hurts you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I could just not do anything, or I could get revenge. I could be a little petty and get them back. Right? Or maybe you have shame or guilt about things that you've done in your life that you're not proud of, right? We all have those things. And a lot of the time, the solution to that is we just want to push it down. We just want to ignore it. We want to go play video games. We want to go take a nap. We sleep more,
amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen, right? And you know what? This promise that God makes to us, that God makes to you, that even in the midst of trouble, God is our fortress that we can rest in. This promise is hard to believe because God doesn't move as quickly to respond to trouble as we would maybe like him to, or as we would, right? We have problems, and a lot of times we don't see God fixing them right away. We face trouble, we face sin, we see the world facing brokenness, we see in our lives our own sin and brokenness, and we don't see God just like, oh, I see that, bop, all better, right? We don't see that. Psalm 46 speaks of all this trouble, right? Nations raging, people being violent and destructive, all this trouble. And then in the highest point of the psalm, in the climax, God speaks. God actually speaks in this psalm. And this is what God says in verse 10, okay, after all this trouble. God says this, Be still and know that I am God. There's all this trouble, all these things going on. And what does God say? Be still and know that I am God. Right? The earth gives way, the nations rage, wars continue on, and God says, be still, know me, look at me. God doesn't give us quick solutions to our trouble, but God actually gives us a person to unload all of our trouble onto. Okay? And this is one of the greatest themes in the whole Bible. Okay? This is one of the greatest themes and some of the greatest news that we could hear. God doesn't say to us, God doesn't say to you, do better, fix yourself, fix all the problems in the world right away, like right away, quickly. God doesn't say that to us. But God keeps on saying to you, in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of the trouble of our world, God says this, come rest in me. Know me. God says, trust me. God is asking us to trust him. He says, be still and know that I am God in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of the trouble of the world. Be still and know that he is God. And you know what's so amazing? The God who is asking us to be still and trust him and walk with him and know him is the same God who creates universes with his words. All God did was speak, right? And universes were created. That's how powerful he is. And what's a super cool parallel kind of idea here in verse 6, what does it say? The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. What does God do? He utters his voice. He speaks and the earth melts. It's the same God who speaks to create universes and the same God who speaks to make an end to whatever it is, right? All just with God's words. That is the God that is asking us to trust him, to be still. That is the God that promises that in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of the trouble and chaos of your world, of the world and of your lives, that is the God who's saying, be still and know that I am God. Know me, trust me. And you know what? This is the same God who actually came, who didn't just stay up high in heaven away from us somewhere, but this is the same God who actually came down to know what trouble is, to know what pain is, to know what our pain and trouble is, to know what it's like to live in a world that is crumbling and falling apart. This is the God that's asking us to trust him, right? The God who actually doesn't fix things quickly. God came as a baby. What can a baby do? They cry.
Everything.
And they poop.
They choke on milk.
They sleep. They're confusing, okay? This baby, God as a baby, what could God as a baby, what do we think God as a baby could do to quickly fix the trouble of the world? I wouldn't bet on a baby to save the world. But this is the God who was born as a baby, who was patient, didn't say I need to come and fix things right away, but was born as a baby, who even probably caused his parents trouble, crying and being messy and gross here and there, right?
Jesus?
I wonder if Jesus ever threw up. That's pretty gross. Right, but this is the God who actually grew up and he learned and became familiar with our pain and trouble. And Jesus even became familiar with the pain of dying. Jesus became familiar with the pain of dying. Jesus was still as the people arrested him, as the people tortured him. Jesus was still as they took him up the hill and nailed him on the cross. Jesus was still. Jesus had all the power to come down from the cross. Jesus had all the power to call on angels, to call on God the Father to rescue him, to say, no, this isn't how it's going to happen. Jesus had all the power to do that. But what was Jesus? He was still. He was still because he knew that God is worth trusting.
Amen. Good job.
Jesus knew that God was still because he knew that God is greater than it all. And so this is the good news for us today, okay? When trouble comes, you and I, we might be tempted to take things into our own hands and to find quick solutions as fast as possible, okay? The next time your friend hurts your feelings, okay? The next time you feel guilt or shame about something, the next time you feel like you're not accepted, you're lonely, you might be like, okay, we got to fix this as quick as possible, all right? But we can be still. You can be still. God is saying to you, be still. The God who knows our pain, who knows our suffering, the God who creates with his words, the God who takes away with just his words, is saying to you, be still, because that God is with all of us. So keep this in mind this week. Be still and know that God is God. All right. Let's pray. God, would you still our hearts? Would you still our lives and our minds? With all the chaos going on, with all the mess, with all our sin, with all the sin in the world, it is so hard sometimes to trust you, to be still, to know that you are God. So we need you to help us. We need you to transform us. We need your Spirit to work in us so that we can be still and see clearly and know that you are God, the God who creates with just words, the God who loves us so much that you would become familiar with our pain and suffering, even dying on a cross for us. Would you help us to be still because not only did you die, but you are the God who defeated death. And we get to know you. You are calling us to be still and to know you and to walk with you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.